You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're talking about preparing and wild hogs. Now, what's that got to do with us today? Well, I'm going to go back and give you a little bit of a history lesson, and then we're going to bring this all back together. I was talking about Joseph, the land of Egypt, Pharaoh's the government, and the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine. Well, we've had some years of plenty in this country, and the government is planning a 7 years of famine. And they're going to do this intentionally to get 100% control of the money system. I think they're going to be going to their digital currency, which they're openly talking about. Just 3 years ago, this would have been conspiracy theory, and you'd be a nutcase for even thinking that this was a possibility. But today, they're well down the path. Once they get that, they're building the Mark of the Beast system, and then they're going to implement the Mark of the Beast and move against all the people. So it takes several steps to get there. But let's look at what happened when you get people hungry. You can control them. They will do anything. Now, I was a jail chaplain in the Knox County Jail for 7 years. And 80% of the people in the jail back then were there for drugs. If they weren't there for dealing drugs or possessing drugs, they were there for things like breaking and entering, things to make money so that they could buy the drugs. And some of the women that were in there were really, you couldn't help but feel sorry for them because they were drug addicts. And because they were drug addicts, they would do whatever it took to get money to buy the drugs. In other words, they're desperate, so they're going to do whatever it takes, whether it's sell their body, sell the drugs, whatever they have to do to get the money to get the drugs. When people are hungry and starving, they are more desperate than a drug addict. See, the drug addict, if they have to, they can quit. But when you're starving, what are your options? Quit eating? Die? Or do whatever it takes to get the ability to get the food so you can eat. So in year one, here's what happened with Pharaoh. Joseph had confiscated all of the money the first year. Now, we went through the verses in Genesis and read about this previous show. You can go back and listen. Year two, Pharaoh ended up with all of the herds and all of the flocks. Year three, the people sold themselves. So he owned all of the people, all of the land, and he moved all of his people into the cities. Have you heard the government doing something like that today? And, you know, in Genesis 47:19, let me read you that one verse. And as for the people, he moved them into the cities from one end of the borders of Egypt to the other end. That's what our government wants to do with us, to control us and herd us together like a bunch of cattle. So they're preparing. They're going to use food to make people hungry and desperate, and that's how they're going to control us. So that's where the prepare comes in. You want to hear about the wild hogs? Listen in. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.